Okay, let me walk over. So that's the old sub over by the new sub over there where they put in the new substation.
912, where is your what's your location?
It's Ruby South. It's not by the new sub. It's the old sub, Ruby South.
All right, 959, the old sub in Ruby South.
Now, you should not affect us at all. Thank you.
All right, well, he said he wants a window to drop power, and we're about to do the power down with OCS, so I don't want any confliction going on with that.
Okay, I don't know your procedures on this, but, you know, that's, I would think that would be between your OCS and your signal people on that. You know, I have no idea myself.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I thought you were the EIC. Do I have an EIC for the train order 3861? Are you the EIC?
861, that is affirmative.
All right. I was talking to the wrong person then. 861, can you brief 912 at the sub and find out if there's any conflict going on between the two of you working there?
861, I would like to clear something first. 959 is the EIC for the contractor here, but the OCS 861 is, I'm in charge of the train order and starting, canceling, and the power down, and the grounding.
All right, I copy. All right, well, so 861, 912 facilities is at the substation. They want to power down the substation, and I want to make sure that you're aware of that and that you're that isn't going to conflict with your work.
861, the only thing is when we test to before we put our ground, how long does 912, it would take him to do his test?
912?
How long for the test? It should just be a minute.
So 861, we can stand by for the power down while we're flagging for 912 to finish his assignment.
Okay, I copy. So 912 is clear to power down the sub for his test.
That is affirmative. And then we'll, after he's done and power back up, we can start our power down.
All right, 912.
912, I'll copy that and verify all the alarms up in control.
Okay, I copy.